Now let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We just thank you for your goodness and your mercies. And we ask you to put your hand upon these this morning to touch, Lord, every heart, every need. We know that you're able to hear and answer prayer. And we just ask you to minister according to the need, Heavenly Father. And to help these, I pray. And Father of our church family, those that's unable to be here this morning, you know the need. This morning, we just ask you to touch and to work healing, give help. Father, some that's bereaved this morning, and you are the God of all comfort. Comfort them. Pray that you just be with us as we go on through this service this day. Father, as we preach the word, I pray that you just help us open up our hearts and our ears that we might hear and receive the word of God. And we pray, Father, that you just have your way on through this time, through the fellowship, through all that's said and done. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. This morning, if you have your Bibles, the book of Luke, chapter number 2. Amen. We preached a little bit last Sunday on verses 8 through 10 there in chapter 2. And we're going to back up and read those verses again along with some others. And we spoke about the shepherds and angels. And I told y'all, I think when I closed it, it said shepherds and angels part 1. And amen, today's part 2. Amen. And we want to read this morning, beginning in Luke chapter number 2 and beginning verse number 8. And it said, "And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Now, God help us this morning. We're going to watch a little short video, 4 or 5 minutes here. And some of you have seen it at least one time before, because I showed it a few years back and preached a message along these same lines. But, amen, we're going to revisit it this morning. And when we think about the songs that we sing at Christmas and the different things, and not just at Christmas, but all the other songs, we sing the song Amazing Grace. And every once in a while somebody mentions the author and some of the significance behind that song that he wrote and stuff. And so this is something that I saw a number of years ago, but I watched it again here a couple of weeks ago, and it shows you this particular song, and it said, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day." And it gives us a little bit of background and what inspired the writer. And it'll say in here, as he picked up his pen to write this particular song, it'll let you know what was going on in his world, in his life. And listen, we all have different things that's going on in our worlds and in our lives. But we want to play this.
It was a long, cold winter of 1863. The war between the states raged mercilessly. Antietam, Vicksburg, Gettysburg, Chickamauga. Sons, fathers, and brothers from Mississippi and Maine had not come home for Christmas, and many would never return. Poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow sat in Cambridge, Massachusetts, pondering the state of the world around. Longfellow had been widowed for 2 years since his wife's dress tragically caught fire, and his son, Charles, was now seriously wounded, having been injured on December 1st by a Confederate bullet at the Battle of New Hope Church. As he sat nursing his son on the long road to recovery, listening to the church bells pealing forth Christmas tidings, he struggled with the message of the angels proclaiming, "Peace on earth, goodwill towards men." And he took up his pen and wrote,
There was a conflict with the world that he was living and with the song that he was hearing. Peace on earth and goodwill towards man. Because the battle was raging. His life had known tragedy, and he picked up and he wrote that song, and he knew what the church bells were saying. He knew what the Bible said. But the world he lived in and the world that we live in defy those words. They do not mesh together. But as he sat there on that Christmas morning, the bells were still ringing. And I thought about the angels. Here in the book of Luke, the angel was joined. It said, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. And saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You see, as we listen to that song, that's kind of the message this morning. If only the world could hear the message. The gospel bells have been ringing and they're still ringing. But the message that was heard on that first Christmas morning, it had been echoing for a time. I'll tell you what had happened on that morning, on that night. The bell started ringing a little bit louder. But there had been the sound of the message for a long time. I want us to back up this morning. Because as the angels were ringing the bell, as they were singing the song, proclaiming the message, few people heard and believed. But amen, it hadn't stopped the message. It hadn't stopped the bells from ringing. And all the way back to the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter number 3. And I'm going to read quite a few verses this morning. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And Adam and Eve, they've sinned, and God's pronouncing judgment here, and He's talking to that old serpent, the devil. And He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. Talking about the devil. The seed of the woman's going to bruise your head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. You see, there was an indication of the bells were ringing, the message was going forth. Immediately after sin entered into the world and Adam and Eve had failed and they ran and hid, God gave them a message of hope. He said, surely, certainly, you're going to bruise the woman, the seed's heel, but it's going to bruise your head. We go over just a few verses. We find in Genesis chapter 8, verse number 1, it says, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. Boy, we see grace in action. The bells, the message, the song almost seemed to be extinguished in that day. In Noah's day, where men were living and going and eating and drinking and just being married and doing their own thing without any thought of God. But it says there in that verse, listen what it says, and God remembered. God remembered. He remembered Noah and He remembered every living creature. He remembered us all. And amen, the waters began to dry up. And amen, God had destroyed everything, but He saved Noah and his family. And look, here we are today because God remembered them. Grace in action. The bell, the message, though it seemed like that it wouldn't be heard, that it might get completely extinguished. Amen. It did not get extinguished. It was still ringing. It was still sounding. It was still singing the message. We read in chapter 12 of the book of Genesis in verse number 1. Chapter 12 and 1. In verse 1 and 2, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You see, all the earth was going to be blessed through Abraham. God made him a promise. God made Abraham a promise, a blessing. It's going to come. It's going to happen. And amen, He didn't exclude the world. Amen, when He gave Abraham this promise, but He included us. And He said that all the world's going to be blessed. I'm going to make you a blessing. The bell was ringing. The message was being proclaimed. Well, we can go over and we can see Abraham's posterity, the nation of Israel. A lot of things happened in their history, but amen, you know what they did? Amen. They kind of forgot about God and what happened. But they went into Egypt and they became captives in the land of Egypt. But they began to cry out to God. And amen, God, just like He remembered Noah, amen, He remembered them and He remembered the promise that He made to Abraham. Amen. He hadn't forgot about that promise. And in Exodus chapter number 12 and verse number 13, amen, as He's telling them what's going to be, He said, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Amen. God's message of hope that He made there in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, it's still true. Egypt, oh Pharaoh, he thought, we'll just snuff this out. We'll destroy this people. They're going to be our servants forever. But God remembered and God said, the blood's going to be a token. Deliverance is coming. It's coming by the blood. Amen. He said it's going to be for a token. We go on over and we look. As they were delivered, they wandered in the wilderness, but there came a day and a time in Joshua 1 and 2 where God told Joshua, He said, Moses, my servant, is dead now. Therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto a land which I do give thee, even to the children of Israel. Slowly God is bringing them along, and amen, the bell's still ringing for them. Amen. A lot of them died in the wilderness. A lot of them wouldn't believe. Amen. They couldn't enter into the rest because of unbelief. But amen, God had made a promise to Abraham. And amen, He was keeping that promise. And so He was slowly, He was bringing them along. And the gospel message, amen, that was going to be delivered to the angels was still intact. Everything was still on schedule. Amen, the hope that we have, it was still alive and well because God, amen, was not dead. And so they entered into the promised land. Things happened. History rolls on. We get to the book of Ruth. Boy, Naomi, her life had been not what she planned. But in chapter 4 and verse 14, it said, And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. We've got a kinsman. Naomi felt and thought that all hope was lost. Boy, her day's all going to be bitter, but amen, God had other plans. There was a kinsman that she hadn't even thought about. And God has sent us. We have a kinsman redeemer in Jesus. Amen. The book of Psalms. We all know this. We've heard it a bunch of times in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The bells are ringing. The Lord's my shepherd. The psalmist said, David said, He's my shepherd. David's life was, amen, filled with turmoil and trouble, and he at times had to run and hide in the cave for his very life. But amen, but he said that the Lord was his shepherd. Paul had said, I know in whom I have believed, and He is able. Amen, because He's our shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Matthew chapter number 1. It says in verse 18, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. The message, the bell. Amen, it's starting to ring louder. Jesus is coming. Jesus is born. Mary has a baby, amen, and the baby's been conceived in her womb by the Holy Ghost. It is the very Son of God. Well, the promises that was made over there in Genesis 3 and 15, God hadn't forgot. He's still coming. Amen. Amen. Nobody else. There's never been one before born in the history of all the births that had taken place. There had never been one yet that had been born that could bruise the head of Satan. But on that night, amen, on that night, the birth was on this wise, amen, because there was a baby that was born that wasn't born of man, but it was born of God. And He came to bruise the head of Satan. Verse 21 of Matthew 1, it tells us, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. There's a message, there's a song, there's a word, amen, that we should still be sending forth, that his name is called Jesus, and he came to save his people from their sins. Then we read in the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And then in verse 14 it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." You see, on that first Christmas night, the angels came, and amen, suddenly there was a host, and they was saying glory to God in the highest. But amen, the glory that they was going to see, there was still more to come. John said, "We watched and we saw him. We saw Jesus. We saw the very Word of God. We saw the light come into this world," in verse 5. "We saw it shine in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." The message of the gospel still rings. It was ringing that there's hope for mankind, there's salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, you and me and the world can be saved this morning if we'll only hear and believe, amen, the Word of God. The gospel message, the gospel bells are still ringing. And amen, they tell us and they let us know. Ephesians, for us, amen, that know the salvation of God. He said, "For by grace," in Ephesians 2 and 8, "for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Amen, he gave us his Son. We have salvation. Amen, the great gift of God that he's given unto us. Because see, here's what God has done in this day. This is what he was doing. Amen. Even when the shepherds heard the message from the angels there on the hillside, Hebrews 1 and 1 says, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world." And God yet speaks. Amen. He hadn't quit speaking. The message is still going out. The message is still being proclaimed. The Word of God. Amen. He said, "It shall not return unto him void." The message is still ringing. The bells are still ringing. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, it says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." He's saying, come. 2025, here we are at Christmas time. Amen. With a new year right around the corner. And the gospel message is, if you will, come. Amen. The gospel bells is ringing. The message that God proclaimed for the shepherds on that hillside was one that he had been speaking of since the very beginning of time. And he'd been showing us glimpses and pictures of it all along the way, until at last Christ was born and he lived and he died. And the Bible said on the third day he rose again and he went back to heaven. Amen. With the gospel bells ringing, salvation, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. Then we read in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 21, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. On that hillside, on that night, the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Everybody hadn't heard. A lot of them, even that has heard the word, hadn't heard the word. They've heard a sound. They've heard a preacher. They've read a tract. They've heard a message. But amen, they've not heard it with their heart. They've not heard the word of God. Amen. As he spake to the angels that night, and he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David," who's born? A Savior. If you need a Savior this morning, there's one that has been born. His name was Jesus. He came into the world to seek and to save those that were lost. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men." The message that the shepherds heard on that hillside is still ringing today. The songwriter, Mr. Wadsworth, had lost his wife 2 years previous. His son lay wounded. The war was raging, but he heard the bells and he said, "Boy, they just don't mesh." But he wrote the song. And in that song, there was that verse in there that said, in the midst of all of that, he said, "Ring the bells more loudly, because God is not dead, nor does he sleep. So ring the bells." Here's what God has proclaimed. Here's what God desires: peace on earth and goodwill towards men. But in this Christmas season, we look about in our world, and you know what? Our world is a lot like it was when he wrote that song. There's still war that still rages. There's still many things that's going on that, well, it's just, we look and we shake our head and we say, "Why?" Listen, men do not have to live in the condition that they do, but they choose to. They choose to live. And you say, "Oh, well, I can't." Listen, I'm not saying that you can get, that there won't be bad things that happen. So I'm not up here trying to tell you that God's going to pad your bank account. Amen. He didn't for Paul. Amen. Paul suffered through a lot of things. He endured a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you what Paul knew. Paul knew that he knew peace on earth and goodwill toward men. It was real to Paul. It was real in his heart. Amen. When him and Silas sat in that jail cell, there was one reason and one reason only that they could begin singing, because they knew in their heart the message that was proclaimed on that hillside that night about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. They knew the Savior had come, and it was real. I pray God help us here in this Christmas season. God, let it be real. There's a lot of other things in this world that we think are real. And they are in a sense. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of the things that we think are just so, so important and are real, that we put so much emphasis on, they're going to one day, they're all going to be gone. They're going to vanish away. And the things that are real and lasting, amen, what are they going to be? It's going to be those things that we cannot see. In my own life, I've experienced it. There's been things that I thought this was of the utmost importance, and it was important, and I was going to do it or die. And something happened, things changed, and circumstances changed, and all of a sudden, God had to show me, "You see, it wasn't really that important, was it? Not as important as this is." Amen. Now can you see where, because of what's happened, why I've been trying to tell you that, amen, that those things that you thought was also important are not as important anymore. But God has declared peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And here's what He's done to prove it. He sent us a Savior. He sent us His Son. Come this morning just with a, just play a song of invitation this morning. I like it says there in that verse 13 because it says suddenly. Boy, it was one thing that the angel came to give them the message, but amen, as he finished up giving the message, suddenly, amen, things even changed from there. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward me. And if you'll stand with us this morning, as our sister plays, I just ask you, do you know that peace and that goodwill toward men in your heart that God desires for men to know? I ask you, if you will, to bow your heads with us. Every head bowed, every eye closed, while we wait just a minute this morning. If you have a need, you come while we wait.